I'll introduce myself. My name is Edwin Vallant. I've been an officer of the Arizona Supreme Court since 1974 and an officer of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and therefore every court inferior to since 1978. I am going to talk about unlawful imprisonment. Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution of the United States of America states, "The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it." Now, that's all our Constitution says about habeas corpus. The framers, they were all landowners, educated men, assumed that everybody knew about habeas corpus. For a definition of habeas corpus, we have to turn to Black's Law Dictionary. Habeas corpus, L-A-T, that means Latin, parens, you have the body. The name given to a variety of writs, parens, of which these were anciently the emphatic words, parens, having for their object to bring a party before a court or judge. In common usage, and whenever these words are used alone, they are understood to mean habeas corpus ad subjacendum, which is Latin, and you don't need to know that. The comment at the foot is the sole function of the writ is to release from unlawful imprisonment. And there's a cite that you don't need to know. The office of the writ is not to determine prisoner's guilt or innocence, and only issue which it presents is whether prisoner is restrained of his liberty by due process. Now, actually, that's more or less the distinction our Constitution makes between the Commander-in-Chief and the right, the exclusive right of the Congress to declare war. Or, in other words, these, you know, are in conflict. I read to you literally from Blacks. That's the way it's written. Now, let me tell you how it works. What is unlawful imprisonment? Back in 1979, a federal judge, well, the presiding federal judge here in Tucson, was having illegal aliens who had been apprehended being illegally transported by smugglers. They were being held as material witnesses by the federal court because they were being held as in federal jurisdiction or on the property of the United States of America, they had to have counsel appointed for them. The federal judge in Tucson was ordering that aliens who had been transported into the U.S. illegally by alien smugglers were to be held as material witnesses against these alien smugglers. The result was that the actual smugglers, of course, could bond out for $500, and there was no way that the alien could possibly bond out. Now, that would be lawful so long as they had counsel while being incarcerated on American soil. Because of a series of events, she decided that it was inconvenient to have these people represented, and suspended any representation of the illegals. Now, that's the point at which a writ of habeas corpus could have been sought and issued. Of course, I could also have played Russian roulette with an automatic. Either way, the result would have been the same. I'd be dead. The thing is, I don't understand the big hue and cry about people being detained illegally by U.S. authorities now, as opposed to 1979. Everybody else in town, in the town of Tucson, knew about it. Nobody else cared. Me, I protested, and it was a kind of a private correspondence with the federal judge, and she responded philosophically by kicking me off the federal defense panel because I was a pain in the ass and I had done my job too well. We were there for show, not for go. Now look, you've got to understand that, you know, the council for imprisoned people are going to be in the same position. They are going against the establishment. Do you think this, their state bars don't know what is going on? Sure they do. Do you think they care? No, because it doesn't affect their income. Where do you find people who are willing to risk something in a cause that may be hopeless? Well, AmnestyUSA.org, you know, there are these organizations that represent the rights of prisoners. Believe it or not, we are doing a lousy job with our own civil rights while we're admonishing China, the Middle East, the Arab world of their human rights abuses. And that's why they laugh at us, because what are we doing to remedy our situations? They're right. Okay, that's why we are striving towards a redefinition of our basic principles, only this time they're going to be better. How do you effectuate these ideals? Well, you can use habeas corpus. You can use 42-1983, and there'll be a publication coming along about that. But, you know, just because you know a couple of names doesn't mean you've gotten anywhere. For the last 35 years that I've been practicing, everybody has asked me uniformly, I don't care about that. Tell me what I need to know. I'm telling you what you need to know right now. If you can't get a Black's Law Dictionary or a copy of the U.S. Constitution inside a prison, now that is the basis of a 42-1983 action or a habeas corpus. And habeas corpus was known as the Great Writ. A habeas corpus action is a petition. It's simple. It's the same form as any other pleading. You just put it in the form of a petition. You are the petitioner. The prison authorities are the respondent. And the title of the action is Petition for Habeas Corpus. Or in other words, you've got rights, and you say, hey, look, I need a Black's Law Dictionary available to me. Not personally, but in the library where I can have access to it. And I need a copy of the U.S. Constitution available, not to me personally, but in the library where we can all use it. When they deny that, make it in writing so that you can say I never got a response or they told me something bad. You can take it before a court. Piece of cake. You know, you sign the pleading. You know, these days, you don't have to have a pleading in equity. Used to be, was required to be notarized. Well, these days, the federal rules say that you can simply sign it under penalty of perjury. I mean, it doesn't have to be notarized. So you can do it yourself. What do you say? State what your gripe is, pure, plain, and simple. But you got to have something specific, not rootless allegations. Because you're never going to prove them. And you'll get dismissed. action on which relief can be granted. Now, don't forget, if you want to do a writ of habeas corpus, which simply means that, hey, look, I'm being illegally detained because my imprisonment is denying me the rights that I have as a citizen. That's what the president said in Germany just yesterday morning. All you do is say, hey, look, I asked for access to a Black's Law Dictionary and a copy of the Constitution of the United States of America. Whether you have been arrested and imprisoned illegally or are being detained under illegal or unconstitutional conditions, you still have the writ of habeas corpus available to you. Now, again, remember, it's not a trial. Habeas corpus does not lead to a trial. It leads to a determination of whether or not you are lawfully detained or imprisoned. If the conditions of your imprisonment are illegal or unconstitutional, then you have the right to a writ of habeas corpus. And you can obtain an injunction ordering the prison officials to do thus and so, which would be to grant you the right to access to Black's Law Dictionary and a copy of the U.S. Constitution. Usually, habeas corpus was used to address an illegal arrest and confinement. 42 U.S.C. 1983 addresses civil rights violations. Well, these are civil rights violations. I'll introduce myself. My name is Edwin Vallant. I've been an officer of the Arizona Supreme Court since 1974 and an officer of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and therefore every court inferior to since 1978. I am going to talk about unlawful imprisonment. Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution of the United States of America states, "The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it." Now, that's all that our Constitution says about habeas corpus. Because the framers, they were all landowners, educated men, assumed that everybody knew about habeas corpus. For a definition of habeas corpus, we have to turn to Black's Law Dictionary. Habeas corpus, L-A-T, that means Latin, parens, you have the body. The name given to a variety of writs, parens, of which these were anciently the emphatic words, parens, having for their object to bring a party before a court or judge. In common usage, and whenever these words are used alone, they are understood to mean habeas corpus ad subjacendiendum, which is Latin, and you don't need to know that. The comment at the foot is the sole function of the writ is to release from unlawful imprisonment. And there's a cite that you don't need to know. The office of the writ is not to determine prisoner's guilt or innocence, and only issue which it presents is whether prisoner is restrained of his liberty by due process. Now, actually, that's more or less the distinction our Constitution makes between the Commander-in-Chief and the right, the exclusive right of the Congress to declare war. Or, in other words, these, you know, are in conflict. Now, I read to you literally from Blacks. So that's the way it's written. Now, let me tell you how it works. What is unlawful imprisonment? Back in 1979, a federal judge, well, the presiding federal judge here in Tucson, was having illegal aliens who had been apprehended being illegally transported by smugglers. They were being held as material witnesses by the federal court. Now, because they were being held as in federal jurisdiction or on the property of the United States of America, they had to have counsel appointed for them. The federal judge in Tucson was ordering that aliens who had been transported into the U.S. illegally by alien smugglers were to be held as material witnesses against these alien smugglers. The result was that the actual smugglers, of course, could bond out for $500, and there was no way that the aliens could possibly bond out. Now, that would be lawful so long as they had counsel while being incarcerated on American soil. Because of a series of events, she decided that it was inconvenient to have these people represented and suspended any representation of the illegals. Now, that's the point at which a writ of habeas corpus could have been sought and issued. Of course, course, I could also have played Russian roulette with an automatic. Either way, the result would have been the same. I'd be dead. The thing is, I don't understand the big hue and cry about people being detained illegally by U.S. authorities now, as opposed to 1979. Everybody else in town, in the town of Tucson, knew about it. Nobody else cared. Me, I protested, and it was a kind of a private correspondence with the federal judge, and she responded philosophically by kicking me off the federal defense panel because I was a pain in the ass and I had done my job too well. We were there for show, not for go. Now look, you've got to understand that, you know, the counsel for imprisoned people are going to be in the same position. They are going against the establishment. Do you think this, their state bars don't know what is going on? Sure they do. Do you think they care? No, because it doesn't affect their income. Where do you find people who are willing to risk something in a cause that may be hopeless? Well, AmnestyUSA.org, you know, there are these organizations that represent the rights of prisoners. Believe it or not, we are doing a lousy job with our own civil rights while we're admonishing China, the Middle East, the Arab world of their human rights abuses. And that's why they laugh at us, because what are we doing to remedy our situations? They're right. Okay, that's why we are striving towards a redefinition of our basic principles, only this time they're going to be better. How do you effectuate these ideals? Well, you can use habeas corpus. You can use 42-1983, and there'll be a publication coming along about that. But, you know, just because you know a couple of names doesn't mean you've gotten anywhere. For the last 35 years that I've been practicing, everybody has asked me uniformly, I don't care about that. Tell me what I need to know. I'm telling you what you need to know right now. If you can't get a Black's Law Dictionary or a copy of the U.S. Constitution inside a prison, now that is the basis of a 42-1983 action or a habeas corpus. And habeas corpus was known as the Great Writ. The state couldn't do what we've been doing as in the United States for the last 8 years. A habeas corpus action is a petition. It's simple. It's the same form as any other pleading. You just put it in the form of a petition. You are the petitioner. The prison authorities are the respondent. And the title of the action is petition for habeas corpus. Or in other words, you've got rights, and you say, hey, look, I need a Black's Law Dictionary available to me. Not personally, but in the library where I can have access to it. And I need a copy of the U.S. Constitution available, not to me personally, but in the library where we can all use it. When they deny that, make it in writing so that you can say I never got a response or they told me something bad. You can take it before a court. Piece of cake. You know, you sign the pleading. You know, these days, you don't have to have a pleading in equity. Used to be, was required to be notarized. Well, these days, the federal rules say that you can simply sign it under penalty of perjury. I mean it. It doesn't have to be notarized. So you can government yourself. What do you say? State? What your gripe is, pure, plain, and simple. But you got to have something specific, not rootless allegations. Because you're never going to prove them. And you'll get dismissed for failure to state a course of action on which relief can be granted. Now don't forget, if you want to do a writ of habeas corpus, which simply means that, hey, look, I'm being illegally detained because my imprisonment is denying me the rights that I have as a citizen. That's what the president said in Germany just yesterday morning. All you do is say, hey, look, I asked for access to a Black's Law Dictionary and a copy of the Constitution of the United States of America. Whether you have been arrested and imprisoned illegally or are being detained under illegal or unconstitutional conditions, you still have the writ of habeas corpus available to you. Now again, remember, it's not a trial. Habeas corpus does not lead to a trial. It leads to a determination of whether or not you are lawfully detained or imprisoned. If the conditions of your imprisonment are illegal or unconstitutional, then you have the right to a writ of habeas corpus. And you can obtain an injunction ordering the prison officials to do thus and so, which would be to grant you the right to access to Black's Law Dictionary and a copy of the U.S. Constitution. Habeas corpus was used to address an illegal arrest and confinement. 42 U.S.C. 1983 addresses civil rights violations. Well, these are civil rights violations.